Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Thomas y Caballeros, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, celebrating four decades of kicking ass on the radio. That's right. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 40 years of radio exists. That's right. Back in 1992, I remember when I was the first show to ever come on the internet. They were telling me, hey, you're on the internet. So what the hell is the internet? So I had to look it up. And then some guy told me the internet was this bunch of computers and all around the world, everybody's going to be listening to you. I couldn't believe it. Bottom line is, now we are live in 160 countries via the fabulous internet. Straight up, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, we are 12, maybe almost 13 hours away from the past, the Gervonta Davis, Lamont Roach debacle last night on pay-per-view television. Of course, if you bought that card, wink, wink, shame on you. God of mine is it wasn't really worth it. I think it was $90 at the end of the night. It was a bit of a, how can I put this? It was a weird fight because it started off looking like a sparring session between two guys that know each other real well. And then, of course, things got a little bit nasty. Things got a little ghetto-ish. And before you knew it, Lamont Roach was sort of taking control. I mean, I thought down the stretch, I thought he was winning the fight. And of course, in one point in time, Gervonta Davis took a knee in one round and then ran around and then ran outside the ring and put his head outside the ring and they waffled off his face. They were doing something. But the bottom line is, if you take a knee in boxing, that's considered a knockdown. You're basically taking it's a knockdown. So the referee, what was he thinking? I don't know. I mean, Tommy D's probably going to say the referee was on the take or that kind of good stuff because that's the way it looked, like it was a fix. I mean, come on. At the end of the night, that point, not taking away that point, not scoring that a knockdown or taking away that point for him sticking his head outside the ropes, that kind of good stuff. The bottom line is, at the end of the night, that cost Roach the fight because the fight was ruled a draw twice, 114-114. I think one other judge shot at 115-113 for Gervonta Davis. But it wasn't a good night for Davis, of course, considered one of the phenoms of boxing, the face of boxing, not so much last night. Welcome, Lamont Roach. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The impeccable one, Bailey Peck, is in the house taking care of business. Bailey, take it away.
Men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Do you hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Today's show will take it in a couple of different directions. At 40 minutes past the hour, Marty Korn will join us. Of course, the former vice president of both, I think, Top Rank and Don King Productions. When I worked with him at Don King, it was great. We had great shows, did some things on a couple of different continents. Marty's a good guy to travel with. He's a good guy to work for. I mean, he really was. So last time I saw him was at the funeral services last year, I believe, for Colonel Bob Sheridan. I think that was in late summer of 2023 in Las Vegas. But he was in good shape. And now he's written this book about, you know, about his working with the two premier promoters in the history of boxing. I'm talking about, because nobody really has topped Bob Arum or Don King. I mean, you can flip a coin as to who's a more important figure in the world of boxing. Don King, of course, a once convicted murderer. Of course, he was pardoned. And once he was pardoned, that allowed him to travel around the world. Had Don King not been pardoned, had they not paid a $250,000 bribe to the governor of Ohio, that's what I was told, had he not paid the $250,000 back in the day, 1967, 68, something like that, he wouldn't have got the pardon. Had he not got the pardon, he wouldn't be able to travel around the world because he would have been a criminal. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Last night's fight might have been a little criminal. Of course, we'll talk about the Lamont Roach, Gervonta Davis fight. I mean, Davis, he appears to be having some mental breakdowns. That's the best way I can put it. Because, you know, it sort of reminded me of the time and I watched Bomani Parker. Born Parker White, he changed his name when he converted to Islam. But Parker White was a former Golden Glove champion. I think he won the gloves right after me here in San Francisco, or right about the same time. Anyway, he won the 88 Olympic trials, and he was down in Los Angeles, the L.A. Forum, you know, fighting. And he was fighting some guy that wasn't much, and he was supposed to beat this guy and everything like that. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the fight, he jumps out of the ring. I mean, wait a minute. No. Listen to me. In the middle of a round, he jumps out of the ring, runs up the aisle in the L.A. Forum, the Grand Great Western Forum, call it what you want, Kabuki, whatever. Bottom line is, he runs up the aisle, runs out the exit door, runs over to the hotel across the street. I mean, okay, so he tested positive for methamphetamines and other drugs. Last night, Gervonta Davis took a knee, and I couldn't figure out what was going on with that. He took a knee, and then he ran to his corner and had to wipe off his face, something like that. But the bottom line is, once he took the knee, in my mind, officially that was a knockdown. He was signaling something was wrong. It was a timeout. You can't get a timeout in boxing. There has to be some penalty for it. There has to be. Whether you take a point away from him for the fact that, you know, he's clowning, he took a a knee, and then he put his head outside the ropes. I mean, come on, man. You're supposed to be fighting there. Isn't that? And what did, you know, Mr. Roach, Mr. Lamont Roach, who I've been put down, I've been saying that Freddie Roach was a better fighter than him. Shame on me for saying that, because last night he shined. There was just no doubt about it. I mean, he really shined. He took the heat of Gervonta Davis, something most people can't do. I think he's got... Davis got like 27, 28 knockouts and 31 wins. I mean, he is Mr. Power, especially with that left-hand cross, right? Well, last night, Martin took it time and time again. I mean, he showed the effects of taking it, but he didn't go down. He didn't surrender. He didn't surrender. Most guys surrendered to Gervonta Davis. Of course, you know, like Ryan Garcia. Ryan Garcia surrendered, of course, after getting knocked down that first time. But I have to tell you, at the end of the day, Gervonta Davis's tank's stock fell miserably. And, of course, Lamont Roach's stock gained tremendously as far as his value is concerned as a prize fighter. There's no doubt about it. I mean, I think there'll be bigger and better things for them, but for Roach. But will he be the guy that just gets screwed and they forget about? I mean, that happens as well. I mean, you know, sort of, push him to the side. Give him a fight at 130. Let him defend his title at 130. Let him do that, blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is the World Boxing Association, or the world of BS. Can I say bull spit? I can say bull spit. Can't say bull. I can't say the bull. The world of bull spit and anarchy, okay? Those guys aren't going to do anything about it. And the New York State Athletic Commission, they have instant replay, you guys. I mean, they could have looked at this during between rounds. They didn't want to look at it. That was it. They didn't want to look at it. Listen, I thought the way things looked last night, the way Kenny Walden and Kenny, whatever that guy's name is, the Al Heyman's right-hand guy, the face of boxing down there for PBC, whatever corner he was in, it was like they were getting the benefit of the doubt. And he was like saying, he was like the almost like the turkey sheik down there in Saudi Arabia, running around in for different corners to figure out what's going on when his fighter was in the ring. I mean, once Kenny stands next to somebody, you know what I'm saying, that's sort of like, this is the guy you're supposed to vote for. And somehow, most officials end up voting for these guys. Now, I'm not trying to say that they're crooked or they're hypnotized or something like that, but they just don't want to accept what they're seeing in front of them. That's what's happening. I mean, last night, nobody wanted to believe that Lamont Roach was going to be able to compete with Gervonta Davis. Not me, not Tommy D, not anybody. Nobody thought he was going to be able to compete with him. And here, he not only competed with him, in the minds of a lot of people, he won the fight. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Tommy D, ready to go? Let's go with Tommy D, of course. Let's take it to the Bronx and bring in the shot caller for Sunday himself, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. And how are you, sir?
What's going on, Pedro? How's everything?
I'm doing better than Todd DeBuff. We'll get into that. I think we may have to bring you back in hour number two to get into that real deep. Of course, Todd DeBuff, the vice president probably the president of Top Rank, of course, he took over when Bob Arum sort of stepped back. Bob Arum is 92 years old, the 1958 Harvard graduate, Harvard Law School. He graduated at the top of his law class. I think it was cum de laude or something like that. Anyway, bottom line is he has some significant title. Of course, Arum being the former U.S. attorney with the Kennedy and Johnson administrations, of course, that was back in the 1960s, saw the boxing light with Muhammad Ali in 1965, and he's been promoting ever since, of course. And when he handed over reins to his stepson, Todd DeBuff, this is the same guy where I heard a tape, and the tape, they're discussing a fixed fight that's already taken place. And I believe that Todd DeBuff was in the room, Bruce Trampler was in the room, I think Lee Samuels might have been in the room, these Top Rank executives were in the room listening to this tape, and the guy that was playing this, the guy that was recording this was the FBI. Fat Frankie Manzioni was an FBI agent, an informant with the New York Police Department, this kind of stuff. But he snuck in and he taped the stuff. So I listened to the tape. So these guys are discussing a fight that's already been fixed. And in the past, I mean, it wasn't like they were condoning anything like that. So anyway, Todd DeBuff, the vice president of Top Rank, I saw him ringside one night, and he was ringside, and I counted the times he went to his nose. Okay, in two rounds, he went to his nose 42 times. When I say went to his nose, that means you grab your nose and go like that. You know what that means? That's an indication of Colombian dust. Now, I'm not saying he was on cocaine or anything like that, but I'm saying he showed me all the indications. Me being a former recognized expert on narcotics in the Superior Court of California, I'm telling you, in my mind, I thought that he was doing blow. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, and they never came back at me after that, of course. And when I said this stuff about in front of the grand jury down there in Las Vegas about the fixed fights and, you know, I mean, fixed physicals. I mean, the Top Rank was doing all kinds of crazy stuff, but it wasn't Bob Arum per se that was doing it. I mean, he was the face, he was the head, the figurehead, but it was Todd DeBuff underneath and his shenanigans. And now it appears Todd DeBuff may be He may be being called on the carpet here with this. How many million dollars are they asking for?
It's over $25 million.
Okay, do you think there was any, you know, I can't doubt anything that Todd DeBuff's accused of. I just can't. I mean, I've always thought he was a slimy guy. It's always been my professional opinion, and I've come in contact with a lot of slimy guys, but not too many as slimy as Todd DeBuff.
Yeah, and I've been saying this for some time, you know, with you and other people, but, you know, the Daniel Kinahan, I always, you know, said he was crooked, and he did some deals with Top Rank, with Todd DeBuff, and the guy that's suing Top Rank, William Keane, he's basically suing for unpaid fees because I guess he was kind of like the middleman, it seems like, between him and reaching these agreements with Kinahan and, you know, other people.
Hey, wait, Kinahan, isn't he sort of like the impeccable one? Isn't he on a wanted list somewhere?
Yeah, he's on a wanted list. He's like, I think there's like a $5 million bounty on it.
Well, not quite that much on the impeccable one, but a $5 million bounty on his head, and nobody can find him?
Nobody can find him.
Oh, come on. For $5 million, I can find anybody, I think.
He's probably somewhere, you know, I don't know, under a rock somewhere.
No. When you got that kind of money, you don't live under a rock. I mean, I think he's probably surrounded by security and high gates and high walls and that kind of good stuff, and he probably doesn't go out too often. Either that, or he's in a country where he's totally protected.
Yeah, like he could be, I guess, what he's from. I think he's from Ireland. I think he's Irish. So.
Oh, no such thing as the Irish mob.
No such thing. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Bottom line is you tuned to Ring Talk Live. You know what? Let's go to an early break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the lawsuit against Top Rank, and then we'll go into the Lamont Roach fight. At 40 minutes past the hour, we will bring in Marty Corwin. Of course, Marty Corwin being the former vice president of both Don King and Bob Arum's Top Rank. And, of course, we stiffed him last week. We blew him off last week, so he's probably going to get pissed if we threw it again. So we have to get him at 40 minutes past the hour. Plus, the guy, he wants us to review his book, Tommy D. We don't have his book. No, you were supposed to say something there. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
So we're talking Top Rank in the lawsuit. Of course, Top Rank being sued for umpteen millions of dollars. I'm looking through some of this this complaint here that was sent to me by Tommy D. You know, Tommy D has all these connections. You want to get court records, you know, things like that. I mean, I'm a PI, right? I think I've got connections, right? When I get stumped on something, I just call Tommy D, and Tommy D takes care of it. Tommy D's a man. Tommy D is known as a man with many media platforms. Does that suffice?
Not many, maybe a couple.
Okay. Remember, let's talk about when Aram used to talk about the UFC, say it was looked like gay male sex or something like that. Then the UFC was bought in by this company for like $4 billion. And Aram tried to, I don't know, what is his, he tried to make light of that afterwards. But the bottom line is Aram sort of sat back and watched the UFC take over. They took control of Las Vegas. Boxing's been run out of town almost.
Pretty much. I mean, it looks like it's been run out of ESPN. But I wonder if this lawsuit and these things, like, they had to know about this, if ESPN kind of got rid of them because of this as well. Like, this was kind of the start of it. Because I think they're still dealing with UFC, you know. And then I guess, the whole Disney, because Disney owns all of that. They own ESPN. So they didn't want no ties to, any of this. These, illegal accusations, let's call them accusations right now.
Okay, so, but Amir Khan has mentioned this over and over again, and Freddie Roach has mentioned this, and his name isn't spelled right, but Amir Khan's mentioned it. I told you about the time I had Amir Khan on the radio, and I spelled his name out to him, A-M-E-R-E-C-O-N, he didn't catch on?
Yeah, right.
I just kid. Here's what's up. That's something you can't, I mean, once you throw that at somebody and they don't get it, maybe it was a long, he was across the pond, that kind of stuff, or maybe he didn't get it because it was a long distance, I don't care what it was. But the bottom line is, I couldn't do nothing with that afterwards. After I said, I was sort of like, he didn't react.
Yeah, that ruined it right there.
Well, I don't think he really understood it. But,
he didn't.
Hey, when he came out of the Olympics, I thought he was like a godlike little figure, another Oscar De La Hoya, maybe that kind of stuff. I mean, he really had some incredible skills, okay? But his chin couldn't hold up. He didn't take a shot all that well.
No, he couldn't take a shot. He had extremely fast hands.
Yeah,
That's the one thing I remember that I thought it was good. I thought he had real fast hands, and he could throw combinations together. I thought his skills was good, but he just couldn't. You just touch him on the chin and he go down.
Okay, let's talk about the controversy last night. Of course, the WBA is involved. The world of Bunko and Anarch—I don't know whatever you want to call them—but the bottom line is, the WBA is the longest living sanctioning body. I believe they go back to like to the 1920s or something like that. But the bottom line is the World Boxing Association is headquartered in Venezuela or Panama, one of those countries down there. They keep switching around. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, if Lamont Roach was a fighter from Panama or Venezuela, this and that, he would have won by probably 10 points last night. That's just the way it is. I mean, do you think I'm right on that one? I mean, that was a little, that the scoring was a bit bizarre.
I agree with you. I think you're head on. I mean, they would have definitely scored that knockdown, or they definitely would have took 2 points away.
But if you're a judge, you have to score that a knockdown because you saw the guy take a knee in front of you. So whether you're not, I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're compelled to do that as a judge. I mean, I would have taken a point.
Yeah, but I guess they go by the ref has to let you know that it is a knockdown or not. But then again, reading the rules, I went over the rules too. They instituted instant replay for these things, decisions to say whether it's a slip or a knockdown and stuff like that. Instant replay could have scored a knockdown also, and they didn't do that.
But
so that's why this is a robbery.
Was that a mental? Is he breaking down mentally and emotionally?
I think so. I mean, he was in his interviews, you could tell, like, he was saying things like, you know, he wants to take counseling and that he doesn't want to fight, you know, after this year.
Wait. He said he needs counseling.
He said he needs to take counseling, but he can't do it. You know, as a fighter, it doesn't go together. You know, trying to be a fighter and then taking counseling, it's not gonna work mentally.
He says he needs therapy, but he can't take it because of his vocation.
Because of his job, I guess, which is as being a pro fighter, and that's why he doesn't want to fight anymore. That's what he said before the fight, in interviews. And then after the fight, he's talking about how he didn't know what round it was, he forgot the rounds, and that he just needs to work on himself. And then during the fight, he's screaming at his corner.
Yeah, what was, you know, that? He lost it a few times. I mean, Tony Aiello was nutty. I mean, I see some nutty guys in the corner do some crazy stuff, but the last night was bizarre. I mean, I told you about the guy that jumped out the ring down there in L.A., Bomani Parker, but last night it was almost, it was close to that. That was like, that's what brought back my memories of the L.A. Forum, this guy running out of the ring, because this was weird. You took the knee, then he ran outside the ring for a second, put his head out. I mean, there should have been some penalty for that. There was no penalty, and of course that cost Lamont Roach the fight. 114-114. I scored it. I had to.
Can I ask something?
Pardon.
I don't know if you remember this also. When he fought Hector Garcia a couple fights ago, a few fights before the Ryan Garcia fight, he fought Hector Garcia. There was a moment in that fight where they stopped fighting, where there was like a fight in a crowd or something, and they both, Tank goes to the crowd and looks, and Hector Garcia just looks there and stands there, doesn't throw no punches or anything. And I thought that was another, you know, that was weird as well for Tank to just stop fighting and to go to the ropes and watch the crowd. And, you know, so this is the second time we see something really weird in his fights.
Back to this lawsuit with Bob Arum. It isn't Arum per se. Somebody just shot me a text. Arum's getting sued. Arum isn't getting sued. It's Todd DeBuff. It's Arum's company, but it's Todd DeBuff that's named throughout this. Bob Arum's not named anywhere, is he? I don't see it.
As far as I know, it's Todd DeBuff. Yeah, because he's the face of Top Rank, right? So he's the one that technically pays.
Hold on one second. We got an exclusive interview with Todd DeBuff. Todd, how's things going? Wait, one more time, Todd. Well, Todd, hold on. That's our interview with Todd DeBuff. I told you about the 40 times between 2-3 rounds, right? He went to his nose.
Wow.
You can't go to your, listen, man. Listen, I'm an ex-cop. You know, nobody knows drugs like I do, personally and professionally. And I saw what was going on. He went to his nose, kept going to his nose time and time and time and time again. Listen, unless you've got the worst allergies in the world, you don't be going to your nose like that. Not 40 times in 2 rounds.
No, that's definitely a sign.
That's definitely a sign.
You've been around people like Ken Han, because I remember the story you told of Camacho. So.
Yeah, well, Hector, the Colombian Dust killed Hector when he was in that car, man. He was in that car with a coke dealer, got killed being with a coke dealer.
Yeah.
Got shot in the face, a Harlem Heckler. Remember when I nicknamed him that, and I was scared to death when I saw him. You know, I give these guys nicknames. I was writing for the boxing trade paper, so I was able to write about guys in the media and different fighters and that. But when I gave guys nicknames, sometimes they got offended. Like when I named Juan Lascano the Hispanic Causing Panic, he was upset about that. I said, man, that should be your claim to fame. When I named Hector the Harlem Heckler, he told me that's the best nickname I ever had.
Wow. That's awesome. Why would this guy not like the other nickname? That's a pretty cool nickname.
He was a bit of a turd. Of course, I want to mention the fact that we'll be talking a little bit later about Mike Marley. Mike Marley, of course, the former writer of the New York Post. He passed away in 2022 from Parkinson's disease. But Mike the Menace Marley, that was the other guy. Tommy Dia gave him this nickname, the Menace, and I thought he would be upset about it. He loved it. He loved them. A couple people I gave nicknames to they didn't like, you can imagine. But, you know, but those are the two guys. Let's talk about the positives. Those people, guys that love it. Anyway, can you come back in hour number two for a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. I guess I might as well go through some of the results last night. Of course, we talked about the main event. It was a draw, I wouldn't call it the greatest fight of all time. I wouldn't call it a boring fight either, but I just call it a fight that was a tactical fight, and for the most part, and I think it was highlighted by the fact that Gervonta Davis had these mental breakdowns. He's now 30-1. He got back 30-0-1 with the one draw, 28 KOs, of course. And the WBA super featherweight champion, 130-pound champion, Lamont Roach, was moving up. Now he's 25-1 with two draws and 10 KOs. Of course, not a big puncher, but the scores, 115, 113, of course, for Davis, 114, 114 twice for making it even. The bottom line is I had it for a point for Lamont Roach, and I thought that Lamont Roach clearly won. It wasn't a robbery, per se. It wasn't a heist, per se. It wasn't somewhere where you, oh, my God, this is a robbery. No, it wasn't like that. But it was a fight where I think that Lamont Roach clearly won, and he won, and he deserved to get that call. Now, WBC super lightweight champion Alberto Poirier retained his title with a 12-round split decision over at Sandor Martin. This was the rip-off of the night. I mean, this was. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Sandor Martin, but he got the shaft a couple of fights ago. I can't remember who it was against, but he's 42-4 now, 14 KOs. He won. I mean, there's just no doubt about it. Scores are 115-113 for Poirier, 116-114 for Poirier, and then 115-113 for Martin. I mean, close fight with many giving Martin a nod. That's what Fight News said. Yeah, no doubt about it, he won that fight. In other words, this was an example of poor boxing judging. In other words, they only want to go with the guy that Kenny's standing in their corner. See what I'm saying? Another PBC-influenced decision. And you know what, folks? People talked about the Sheik last week running around and trying to influence judges by looking at the cards, this and that. I mean, Kenny, when he poses with these guys before fights, he's telling them, look, man, this is the guy you're going to vote for. This is the guy you're going to, and get all these guys get the benefit of a doubt. It's not a coincidence anymore. I don't think so. I think it's an outright travesty in the world of boxing that PBC gets away with the crap that they get away with. Of course, the premier boxing champions, call him what you want. Al Haymon, the figurehead behind that, of course, a former Harvard graduate, much like Bob Arum, but not the leader of his law class or anything like that. But he's kept I remember one time I walked up and he says, I don't talk to people. That's what he told me. I don't talk to people. I said, who the hell are you? I don't talk to people. I don't talk to people. So I never talked to him. Bottom line is, who really wanted to? Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We're back with the former VP of both Don King Productions and Top Rank. Speaking of Top Rank, Bob Arum, his VP. I'm talking about Marty Corwin, a man that knows a lot about the world of boxing, been around the world, every different continent. He hasn't been to Antarctica. Outside of that, I think Marty's been everywhere. Straight up, Marty Corwin and Pedro Fernandez after the break on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say. But he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he can fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
The world's greatest promoter, the King of Nap, call him what you want, but the bottom line is Don King and I got along great. Now, a guy that got along with Don King, both Don King and Bob Arum, in fact, he wrote a book recently. It's called Six Decades of Boxing Gold. I'm talking about the great Marty Corwin. Marty, how's life treating you?
Hey, my friend. It's so great to be here with you.
Well, it's good to see you. I haven't seen you since the Bob Sheridan service. Was that last year, 2023?
That was more than 2 years ago. Time goes quick, doesn't it?
Wow, it sure does. Of course, the Colonel, of course, one of my broadcast partners. Working with the Colonel was always an adventure. There's no doubt about it. He always brought life to he could bring life to anything.
Well, I always tell people the Colonel was my absolute favorite announcer because he could make a lousy fight good, a good fight great, and a great fight unforgettable. He just was great. What a great entertainer.
You know, I'll drop a little insight with him. We did a fight together, and I think it was a warm-up fight, and we were doing a warm-up fight at the Paris Hotel for you guys. And he didn't let me say a word for this first round. He talked the entire 3 minutes. So, I mean, the entire three. No, I'm not telling you, I'm Marty. The entire 3 minutes. He never took a breath. I'm not telling you. So, anyway, after the round was over, he went to a commercial break or something. Like, he told us, you know, we'll be back in 60 seconds or 30 seconds. I said, next round, Colonel, can I say a word? Can I say a word? He goes, oh, did I overdo it, Pedro? Did I overdo it? God, it was. He had a heart of gold, though.
He did. He was. And man, how much fun he was to travel around the world with. He was, you know, my best friend for 30 plus years.
Yeah, okay. You know, I sort of, when I, you know, somebody told me he was in failing health and this and that, and him being in like an icon in the sport of boxing, and me being a former broadcast bar, having the honor to spend some fight cards with him. I reached out to him time and time again. He never got back to me. And then I guess that was for about a year and a half before he passed away. And then, of course, at his service, I saw some foster children or something like that that said, you know, he was calling everybody, but he just didn't call me. So I'm a little hurt.
Well, you shouldn't be. His last couple of years, he really wasn't himself, Pedro. So you shouldn't be. I mean, he was calling people, but he wasn't, you know, he wasn't himself is the best way I can put it. So I please don't be insulted.
All right. So tell me about the book, Six Decades of Boxing Gold. Why'd you write it?
Well, as the only person, as the only human being who was department head for both of these guys, first with King for 10 years, and then I've been with Arum now for 26, I started writing the stories down just because, you know, getting older, and I wanted to write some of the stories down of things that have happened on the road, behind the scenes, some of the amazing things behind some of these events, before I forgot them. And I was just planning on sharing them with some friends. And a buddy of mine is a professor, English professor at a university, and he said, no, you ought to try to get this published. I said, get out of here. Nobody's going to publish this. And he talked me into writing a letter to a publisher, and Roman and Littlefield said, you know, we don't really do boxing books anymore, but this one's different from the perspective of the TV producer, and plus there's, you know, my 40 years in the evolution of sports television. So they thought it was different. They liked it. So I wrote it initially to get the stories down, but then it became a dual biography on Arum and King. And what, you know, people should know is it's not a scandal sheet. I don't ignore the controversies. that these two gentlemen had around them, and I talk about them factually, but the focus of the book really is on their accomplishments. I think what they both did, King for three decades at least, and Adam for six decades, is amazing and deserves, you know, our respect.
You know, wow. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They both have had, they've both been iconic figures, of course. I remember when they, I guess... when they had Hagler Leonard, when Hagler Leonard and Don King wasn't involved in the promotions, and then Don King was trying to get in the ring, I saw Bob Arum grab him by the seat of his pants and pull him back down. Do you remember that?
Exactly. Yeah, April of 87.
Yeah.
That was a great fight, and King tried to get in the ring. Arum grabbed him by the jacket and tore his jacket. Now, in, I think it was 2010, the last time Arum and King worked together, I did the fight with Mayorga and Cotto. And at a presser for the lead up to that fight, I asked both of them if they would sit down for interviews. And I had the two of them together, and I interviewed the two of them together, which never happened.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that, you know, King brought up some of these funny stories. They were actually in a very good mood and joking with each other. And then Adam said, yeah, you remember that time at the Leonard Hagler, and I grabbed your jacket and it ripped. And King said, oh, so you admit it. Now I can sue you.
Yeah. All right. I remember the time that Arum, we were in Las Vegas, and he said, he came out at a press conference, and he says, yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth.
Story's in the book. That story is in the book.
Amazing.
You're a great historian.
I mean, I couldn't believe it. I've never heard a guy say that. He goes, listen, yesterday I was lying, but today I'm telling the truth. I'll say, what?
Exactly. Yeah, the reporter who I did put that in the book, and then I sourced the reporter who reported on that because I wasn't there. But some of the stories in the book, now for somebody like you who's a boxing expert, mm-hmm. yes, you know these fights, but there still might be something about a fight you didn't know, like in the first Leonard Duran fight, that Duran had this whole plan concocted, and he had a lookout watching for when Leonard left his hotel so that he or his wife would then take their car and go after Leonard or Leonard's wife and start some trouble so that it would upset Sugar Ray and throw him off his game, and it worked. Leonard even said after the fight, he said, yeah, he tried to get under my skin, and it really worked. Duran's wife giving Leonard's wife the finger and cursing at her really upset her. They knew it would get back to Sugar Ray. So that part of it, you may know all about the story of the fight from the Olympic Stadium in Montreal, the first Leonard Duran fight in 80, but you may not have known that part of it. You might not have known that Will Chamberlain was going to fight Ali.
Yeah.
And that fight was set for the Houston Astrodome. And Adam told Ali, he said, now don't say anything.
Yeah, we haven't signed
the contract yet.
Marty, we got that on tape here. We got the actual interview on tape between when Howard Cosell was sitting there talking about Ali, and Ali was talking about, you know what you'll hear when I fight Will Chamberlain? Timber!
Exactly. And Will said, nope. And he went and found a phone, called Jack Kent Cook, and left the presser.
Yeah, that was, and they told Ali, please don't mess with him. Please don't taunt him. Please don't taunt him. You know, and Ali couldn't resist, you know. But the bottom line was, when you look at the size difference between the two guys, you know, I know size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, but I don't think size would have prevailed here. I think Ali would have been too fast.
Yeah, I don't know what Customato was planning on teaching Wilt Chamberlain, but I don't know if it would have worked.
Okay. When you look at Don King now, is he fully retired at 91, 92? I mean,
he did a fight a week or two in Florida. He's still doing the occasional fight. They're both 92,
yeah.
5 months apart. You know, King's birthday's in August and Adam in December. So, but they're both 92. But no, King just did a fight recently in Florida. They're both. Now, the biggest difference between them, and I talk about this in the book, is that King has really slowed down,
mm-hmm.
and Adam's top rank still continues to evolve and grow.
That's because Don King drinks whiskey every day, and Bob Arum smokes weed.
Well, Bob gives other people the authority to do what they need to do.
I was joking there, but the bottom line is when I worked around those guys, Arum told me one time, listen, kid, You look at these guys here in the media. They're doing blow and they're drinking. Look at them. They're all fat and out of shape. You don't want to be like these guys. Bob Arum told me that. I mean, he told me. You don't want to be like these guys, right?
Yeah.
And he says, if you smoke weed, you'll be okay or something like that. But the bottom line is, he smokes weed. When I worked with King, I remember Don King put me to bed one morning at 3:30 in the morning. We were doing something for McNeely and Tyson around the world on these different international phone lines. And he puts me to bed at 3:30. And I said, I put on a do not disturb on the phone. He called me at 5:30 in the morning. He was drinking whiskey all day. He called me at 5:30 in the morning, wanted me to come back to work.
Like a regular job.
I said, I asked the operator, I said, how the hell are you? He goes, well, it was Mr. King. I had to put him through. I said, do not disturb means do not disturb. MGM Grand. How long did it take you to put this together?
A little over a year of me putting it together, getting the stories down, and then working with the editor from Roman Littlefield. A little over a year.
Okay. Anything you left out that you think should have been in there?
I don't think so. I mean, the book kind of does three different things. You know, it talks about the biography of these two guys, mm-hmm. Their great fights especially. But it also talks about, you know, my 44 years in sports television. But there's also some boxing history, and I talk about some of the other promoters. But I do focus, especially in the beginning of the book, on how difficult it is to be a boxing promoter, why that job is so hard, and why very few people really understand what's involved, and why these two guys should be recognized for what they accomplished.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, they're both Hall of Famers. And, of course, Arum coming from the United States Department of Justice, former U.S. attorney. Don King coming from the absolute opposite spectrum. I mean, of course, he was convicted of murder and then pardoned by the Ohio State governor. You know, Marty, had he not gotten that pardon, he'd have never been able to travel.
Yeah, that's true.
So I guess that was a well-spent allegedly $250,000. When was the last time you saw these guys in person? I see Arum all the time. I guess still working for him now and then, right?
Yeah, I still do every top rank fight on ESPN, so I see Arum all the time. Last time I saw Don was probably.
All right. Well, speaking of top rank and ESPN, there's a lawsuit filed this week against Todd DeBuff and Top Rank and all this kind of good stuff. You know anything about that?
I really don't. I'm not in the business end, as you know.
Yeah,
I'm just the TV guy. I mean, I, you know, my joke is always, you know, I'll know it's true when I read it in your column.
In the old days, my column mattered. It did. Hey, listen, when you're writing for the boxing trade papers, you're able to kick dirt at people in the media. You're able to kick dirt at people and compliment them as well, but able to kick dirt at fighters. I mean, writing in the trade papers gave me a unique opportunity. You know, I was thinking of one of the shows we did together. I think one of the last shows we did together with the Colonel was August 12th, 2000. I think it was the Evander Holyfield, John Ruiz card, and because Babis Mendoza and Rosendo Alvarez was on that card. And the reason why I bring that up was that was the last fight that Mitch Halperin, the referee, committed suicide shortly after that. A little bit crazy. That was a crazy night. But the Paris Hotel, we had some good times, Marty. I want to thank you for the opportunities you guys gave me with Don King. I mean, I really do.
Well, it has been, you know, I admit to people, I am a lucky guy, and I acknowledge and appreciate that. You know, when I left the NBA, you know, after I was 12 years with Viacom doing the Washington Bullets, the Caps, and the Orioles, and before I got into boxing, that I really am grateful. When I got into boxing and started immediately working on Julio Cesar Chavez pay-per-views and then all the Tyson fights, you know, really, how lucky was I to start doing it? Like the Colonel used to say to me, he said, Monty, do you know how lucky you are? It's like you got a job in baseball, and your first gig is at the World Series.
You almost sound like the Colonel.
I've been told I do a pretty good Colonel.
He was a wonderful man, as is you are. Six decades of working to get the book, Amazon?
Anywhere online that sells books, Amazon, Walmart, Barnes & Noble, any internet outlet that sells books.
$30, folks, is what the book costs on Amazon.com. Arum & King, Six Decades of Boxing Gold. The great Marty Corn is the author. We thank you so much for your time. I'm blessed to have been in your shadow for a couple of times. I really thank you for all the opportunities, my brother.
Thank you, Pedro.
Straight up, Marty Corn on Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
You know, that interview with Marty Corwin, that brought it back all kinds of emotional things here. I sort of got a little wishy. My eyes got a little moist there, of course, thinking about the Colonel and back in the day, of course. You know, some of the controversy that we were involved with, some of the different fights we've spent time together with. So Marty Corwin's a class act. If you get a chance, check out the book, Six Decades of Greatness. I'm talking about those two guys, Bob Arum and Don King. Now, straight up, after the Tank Roach draw last night, of course, a couple fights on the card, Gary Antoine Russell, 18-1 now, 17 KOs. He won every round against Jose Rayo Valenzuela. Valenzuela's claim to fame was beating Pitbull previously, but he's now 14-3 with 9 KOs. I had a 120 to 108. I mean, every single round I gave to Gary Russell. And, of course, Gary Russell doesn't fight anything like the other Gary Russell before him that preceded him. I think he retired undefeated, but he couldn't lick a stamp. He couldn't punch. He was terrible. He was boring to watch. Anyway, 120-108, 119-109, and 120-108 across the board as far as the 12-round unanimous nod for Gary Antoine Russell. Ticket to the WBA super lightweight champion, Jose Rayo Valenzuela. Of course, I told you about Albert Poyle getting that gift decision over Sandero Martin. That was a bit of a robbery. I mean, that was just a heist, man. Listen, when a guy wins a fight closely, clearly wins a fight, it can be a robbery. If you say, oh, it was only a couple of points. No. That was a robbery. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the judges had 116, 112 for Poyle. What kind of crap was that? 115, 113 for Poyle. What kind of crap was that? And then one guy had 115, 113 for Martin. I had 114, 115, 113 for Martin. I thought Martin won clearly. Didn't win. He won clearly. He didn't knock the guy down. Didn't spit on him or anything like that. Didn't trounce him and score 19 knockouts in a round. But the bottom line is he clearly outboxed him for the majority of the fight. That means he should win the boxing match. But then again, When you go to a gunfight with knives and you can't punch all that well, as is the case with Sandor Martin, you can get screwed. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number 1 to 2 live here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Twitch.tv, Cable Radio Network. I keep going and going, but the bottom line is I want to say hello to Main Event Matt there in St. Louis. He's been in the hospital now for about 16, 18 days. Got some kidney issues. We wish you the very best, my brother. We hope for the very best and get a quick recovery because Main Event Matt's been with me. I think Main Event Matt is the oldest fan I've got outside of Older Than Dirt Bob because Older Than Dirt Bob has died. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number 2. The impeccable one, Bailey Peck, is in the house. Take it away, Mr. Peck. But I know I'm good. Oh, yeah. Not just all right. City lights, city lights.
Sports Shorts, I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance and Geico.com. Stephen Curry, star guard for the Golden State Warriors, had 56 points, 4 rebounds, and dropped 3 assists in a big win over the Magic, 121-115. Bucks at home against the Nuggets took the W, 121-112. Mavericks get the job done over the Hornets in a big win at home, 103-96. Pelicans on the road in Phoenix defeated the Suns, 124-116. And the GOAT, LeBron James, had a good game against the Timberwolves with 33 points, 17 rebounds, 6 assists, and a Lakers win, 111-102. The latest in NFL action includes the NFL Combine starting this week at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. More than 300 prospects for the 2025 NFL Draft are participating in front of coaches and different scouts. Top prospects to know in the 2025 NFL Draft includes edge rusher from Penn State, Abdul Carter. Next, quarterback and wide receiver Travis Hunter at Colorado. Shedeur Sanders, also a top prospect quarterback out of Colorado. And down in Miami, quarterback Cam Ward. Sanders is not expected to work out at the Combine. Current NHL standings include the Panthers atop the Atlantic Division. Capitals take the Metropolitan Division at the number one spot. In the West, the Jets are sitting at the number one spot in the Central Division, and Golden Knights take the Pacific Division. To stay up to date on all things sports and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League. Presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
Sports in 60 times 2, I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. In 2017, Rick Pitino was banished from basketball, fired by the University of Louisville amid an FBI investigation into allegations of bribery in college hoops. The investigative and enforcement arm of the NCAA would exonerate Pitino in 2022, but with that judgment came an asterisk. Louisville had to vacate its 2013 national championship. It was then coaching purgatory for the nearly 70-year-old for the next 3 seasons. Pitino tried to satisfy his basketball craving by coaching in Europe, but that's not where he wanted to be. It was in 2020, at the onset of the pandemic, the Iona Gaels would contact the former Louisville coach and New York City native and bring him back home. In his three-year stay in New Rochelle, New York, Pitino would deliver Iona the MAC regular season crown in years 2 and 3 in 2 trips to the Big Dance. In March of 2023, St. John's University President Reverend John Shanley would meet Rick Pitino at Wingfoot Golf Club in Westchester, New York, to talk about the coaching vacancy just 20 miles from the Iona campus. Shanley was prepared to give Pitino a second chance, feeling he had served his penance and was prepared to offer him the job that he would end up accepting. What Pitino has accomplished in his 2 seasons in the borough of Queens matches his past track record. A 20-13 mark last season earned the Red Storm an NIT bid, which they would end up declining. And in typical Pitino fashion, St. John's is having a tremendous second year. Number 7 in the nation at 24-4 by playing solid defense and the attention to detail that has been his trademark. It's been more than 30 years since St. John's has had this type of success, and exactly 40 years since they've made it to the Final Four, all under legendary coach Lou Carnesecca. By giving a second chance, St. John's is in great position for a first NCAA crown, a position they haven't been in since 1952. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code Sports Overnight America.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is hour number 2 of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Get this. I've been knocking out bums for 4 decades, right? Knocking out all bums for 40 years. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, think caps. I'm a 4-time Golden Glove champion, was nationally ranked, and I'm an award-winning boxer. Right? So I bring a unique combination to this. But guess what? I don't buy the pay-per-views. Wink, wink. I go over people's houses. Do you buy the pay-per-views? Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we're about half a day removed, of course, from the Gervonta Davis, Lamont Roach draw last night. Of course, 2 judges had even at 114-114. I thought that Roach won the fight. I thought that there was some controversy, and one of the rounds will get to Roach in a little bit. But the bottom line is, in one round, Gervonta Davis took a knee, and then he took his, and then he ran to his corner and stuck his head outside. I mean, it was like bizarre. It was like some type of mental breakdown. I didn't know what I was watching. Of course, one time I watched a guy get out of the ring, run out of the ring, and run to his hotel room. I mean, he was in the middle of a fight. Well, Monty Parker got out of the ring at the L.A. Forum, jumped out of the ring, and ran to his hotel room across the street. So I've seen guys do bizarre stuff before. Of course, he tested positive for drugs. Now, I'm not trying to say Davis was on drugs last night, but either he was on something or he's having emotional issues at this point in time. Of course, he's like unbeaten, no doubt about that. I mean, he had a great streak coming in, 31-0, something like that, with 28, 29 knockouts, knocking everybody dead. He's supposed to knock out the smaller guy, Lamont Roach. Of course, they had sparred before, sparring partners, that kind of good stuff, but Lamont was coming up from 130 pounds. Remember, size matters in 2 things, pornography and combat sports. This is combat sports. He's moving up from 130 to 135. I mean, Davis was thought to have a size advantage, right? Didn't happen. Didn't work out that way. Straight up, I thought the Roach won. Of course, no dog in his name, but the bottom line is Lamont Roach won. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time with Tommy D. We'll have a good time in this hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. It's coming to you from the Sports Byline Broadcast Studios. We'll be right back.
airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The average white band, of course, they're sort of like the house band now. Of course, the AWB has retired as of November 2024 in Oakland, California. Of course, retired with that second to last show at Yoshi's. Of course, I was there. I got to MC it. The whole nine yards. It was a great time. And now, of course, the lead singer, Brent Carter, who was supposed to be on this week on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, he'll be on next week, allegedly, supposedly. But the bottom line is he is now the lead singer for the Commodores. Man, you talk about having a tough act to follow. He's got to follow Lionel Richie. Wow. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back to the sport of box, of course. Tank Davis, now 30-0 with a one draw. Of course, 28 KOs. Of course, a man that could punch, no doubt about that. Punched at 135 pounds, 130 pounds. Even had a title, I think, for a minute at 140 pounds. But last night, he and the WB 130-pound champion, Lamont Roach, battled to a 12-round draw. Of course, that was at the Barclays Center, a sold-out Barclays Center. Good action fight, good crowd, no doubt about that. I mean, the crowd was packed, but the crowd booed afterwards when they got this decision. But Tank took a knee in round number nine. Somehow, it was not called a knockdown, and the referee, I say, just basically committed a gaffe or an error. Of course, Tommy D's probably going to say that the referee was on the take, and it was a fix on this guy's stuff because he was spouting off this morning. He was, like, going crazy. Bottom line is, Tommy D will be here in a few minutes. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it was another black eye for the sport of boxing. Of course, boxing is the red light district of sports. There's no doubt about it. I mean, the stuff that happens, or the spit that happens, spit with an H, the spit that happens in the world of boxing wouldn't happen in any other sport because it's just the nature of the game. I mean, the people involved. Of course, we had a great talk about Bob Arum and Don King, and, of course, how Don King rose from the ghetto. I mean, he was a numbers runner in Cleveland, Ohio, while convicted of murder at one point. point in time, of course, and he killed somebody else. People don't realize that, but Don King killed two people in his life. The other guy, some guy robbed him. Some guy robbed, tried to rob his booking office. He had an office where, you know, he took bets, right? And anyway, so he and his future wife, Henrietta King, who would be his future wife, that was Carl King's mother. Of course, Carl King is Don King's stepson. But the bottom line is, the guy, a gunman burst into the office and put a gun up at Henrietta's face. Now, Don King will marry her later. I don't know if that was a business relationship or not, because Henrietta was married to Don King's business partner at the time in this illegal crime operation of booking bets, okay? In other words, it was like they would score like this baseball game. Those they'll say the baseball game between the New York Yankees and the Cleveland Indians, whatever the score was, 4-1. If you can get those are the numbers. If you can get that, you'll win $1 million. I mean, and people in the ghetto, they were on this. This was a lottery before the lottery. Okay, so Don King himself, he made himself a lot of money in the illegal game. Of course, then of course he got legal. And about the guy that he killed. And anyway, the guy comes in and robs him, puts a gun in Henrietta's face. And the guy was a dummy. The guy was a dummy. He turned his back on Don King. Can you believe that? He turned his back on Don King, got shot in the back twice. I mean, come on, man. Brought that spit on himself, spit with age. You don't rob somebody and then turn around on him. Nobody does that. Talk about going, what was this guy thinking? Anyway, enough of that. Bottom line is Don King and Bob Arum. Of course, the 6 decades of the book put together by Marty Korn. Marty was a great guy. Almost had me in tears a couple times. Of course, back to the fight here with the Tank Davis and Lamont Roach. Poor Lamont Roach. I kept comparing him to Freddie Roach, and I was dogging Freddie Roach. Of course, Freddie Roach is like a 65-year-old trainer with Parkinson's. I thought that Freddie Roach had a better chance than Lamont Roach. I was dead wrong, and I apologize for the for the slight. Anyway, scores, I said once again, 115-113, 114-114, and 114-114. The uncalled knockdown make the difference, of course. And the steal of the night, though, I thought the best fight. Before we go to this short clip by the champion, or the uncrowned champion now, at 135. A hard-hitting contender, Gary Antoine Russell, unlike his namesake and counterpart, 18-1 and 17 KOs, won every single round against Jose Rayo Valenzuela, now 14-3, 9 KOs. Of course, every single round. And so the score is 121-08. That's what I had. I mean, he didn't win a minute. In other words, I used to say this, you know, if a guy didn't win a minute, he got shut out, he didn't win a minute. I mean, Valenzuela didn't win a minute in that fight, 121-8. Now, as far as the main events look, saying Gervonta Davis, Lamont Roach, you got to give Lamont Roach credit because he had class at the end.
I mean, obviously, I want to go back and watch it, but clearly in there, man, I thought I won. I thought I did enough to get the victory over a spectacular fighter. I told y'all from the beginning, man, that I got the skills to pay the motherfucking bills. I've been telling y'all that. And I'm just glad I got to show it, honestly. I'm glad I got to show it. I appreciate True Boxing Media, some guys that didn't count me out. So that's just how I feel, man. I think I won. And, you know, I can't wait to do it again. I can't wait to dance again.
Well, that was the unvictorious Lamont Roach. Give him props. He had class at the end. Now, across the pond in Japan, Hunto Nakatani, WBC 118-pound champion. Bad dude, pound for pound in the top 10, no doubt about that. Now 30 and zip, 23 KOs, weighed 170.5 pounds. Kept the WBC bantamweight title when the Japanese southpaw sunk also unbeaten Mexican challenger David Cuellar. Cuellar came in 28 and zip, left 28-1, 18 KOs. Wow, I'm going to say... Count was, the time was 3 minutes and 4 seconds of the third round. That was Monday night at the Araki Arena in Tokyo, Japan. Now, I want to speak about Japan for a second. Now, Noah Inoue is going to be in town. Looks like he's coming to town the weekend of May the 4th. Of course, May the 3rd, I think, is going to be a Saturday. So May the 4th, talk about him fighting in Las Vegas. Now, it was going to be Canelo Alvarez on May the 3rd in Las Vegas, but now it's going to be going down in Saudi Arabia between him and Terrence Crawford. So that fight's off the board as far as Las Vegas is concerned. But Bob Arum's thinking about coming back with Noah Inoue at the T-Mobile Arena, and that would be one hell of an event. I mean, anything Inoue is involved with, I said it yesterday, if Inoue was fighting in a smaller arena, I would scalp tickets. I mean, I wouldn't do it officially. I mean, I wouldn't be telling you, guess what, I'm scalping tickets, you want to buy tickets? No, but I'd probably set up somebody with about 150 tickets, 200 tickets to a smaller venue and set them up there in Las Vegas and have them make some money, because I think that's a money maker, there's no doubt about it. I think that Inoue, of course, 29-0, 26 KOs, he's going to take on Mexican-American Ramon Cardenas, Texan-American Ramon Cardenas, 26-1, 14 KO Squestino, May the 4th, the day of the, well, the day before Cinco de Mayo officially, but the Cinco de Mayo is always celebrated on the closest Saturday to the 5th. That's going to be the prior night, the May 3rd in Las Vegas. So May the 4th is going to rock probably the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, but that big of an arena, you can't scalp tickets for. You just can't do it. I mean, you can't make any money scalping tickets. A small arena, maybe 5,000, 6,000 people, you can make a bank. But the bottom line is, oh, speaking of bank, early Friday, the Saudi Arabia's Turki Alakashi, whatever his name is, announced he's bringing a stirring triple header of title fights to New York's Times Square to launch a weekend of Friday, May the 2nd. The card will be headlined by the return of Ryan Garcia versus former 140-pound title holder Raleigh the Mouth Romero. That's pretty cool. And Devin Haney. Oh, God. I got to mention Haney again. Devin Haney, undefeated with an asterisk next to him. Last time I saw Devin Haney, the referee was helping him out. Harvey Dock helped him out. Talk about another referee throwing the results of a fight into chaos. That was Harvey Dock. And, of course, last night, that clown did that thing with the Lamont Roach and Gervonta Davis. Anyway, Devin Haney is going to take on former 140-pound champion Jose Ramirez and WBO 140-pound champion Teofimo Lopez. And one time the killer, man, he was a guy. At one point in time, he was so hot, and now, of course, sort of cooled off. But he's a WBO 140-pound champion, taking on number one contender Arnold Balboa. So we're going to have a press conference for this next week. And, of course, on May the 3rd, Saudi Arabia, Canelo Alvarez, might as well say the coward Canelo Alvarez, is going to take on William Skull. He's going to be getting some skull in Saudi Arabia. Now, I know guys that have gotten skull in Dubai. There's a lot of skull in Dubai. If you go to Dubai, believe me, when you go to hotels, you'll realize what I'm talking about, because there's girls all over the place, and they're all, listen, in Dubai and in Saudi Arabia and in Middle East, the women are dressed two different ways. Either they got burqas on or they're hookers. It's, well, I take that back, except for the employees in the hotels. But burqas or hookers, and I haven't figured out, maybe the impeccable one could tell me, did the guy that invented the burqa, was it a religious thing or was his old lady just ugly?
I'm not sure about that one.
Oh, come on. You know, I go to you for answers. You're the guy from Marin County, the guy intellectually superior to me, and didn't come up with a line here. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to mention the fact, I mentioned a little bit earlier that Mike Marley passed away, of course, in, wow, was that 3-2, March 2nd, 2022. Michael the Menace Marley, former New York Post columnist, former Washington Post columnist, of course. He was from the University of Reno at Las Vegas, the University of Reno. Up there in Reno, Nevada, of course, the biggest little city in the world. I got in trouble one time. Get this. The people in Reno got pissed off at me. The Reno Tourists and Visitors Authority got all pissed off at me and launched a complaint with my boss because I said on television, "Welcome to Reno, where men are men and so are most of the women." And the reason why I said that is because there was a bowling convention in town with a lot of dykes. I mean, gay women. I mean, really bullish-looking women. I mean, these chicks had, this is before women had tattoos and that kind of stuff. These chicks were, like, tattooed, lifting weights, a whole nine yards. You looked at them. I remember I got in the elevator, and this girl, like, growled at me. I said, whoa. But the bottom line is, I got in trouble for that. I mean, of course, we did the Camacho fight. I think the Camacho-Hogan fight or something like that. The Mancini-Hogan fight the very next time. We set it up with this show on cable TV on a Friday night. That's when I popped off and said that about Reno. And by Saturday, the Reno Visitor and Tourist Authority had me on their 10 most wanted list. They were pissed off at me, no doubt about that. But I had a good time. You listen, I tell it like this. I went to Little Rock, Arkansas. Of course, that's when my father was born, right? So the guy said to me, he says, "Hey, Pedro, what do you think of Little Rock?" I said, "Thank God Grandma didn't miss that Greyhound." Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk, live, worldwide. We'll come back with Tommy D, the Sunday Shot Caller, right after this. See you in the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free.
So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It doesn't faze me what anyone says about me. It doesn't matter what anyone says about me. You know what I mean? I'm a totally different entity what other people think. Michael and Tyson are two different people. I'm Tyson here. To my children and my wife, I'm Mike and Daddy, but I'm Tyson here. Tyson's nothing. Tyson's just a freak. Tyson's just somebody that generates a ton of money. No one knows me. No one has any kind of consideration for my feelings, my pain, anything I've ever been through in my life.
Yeah, that long pause there of the computer. I want to kick that Volkswagen computer in the other room. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Time, live worldwide. Of course, Mike Tyson talking about his life. Remember he did that interview with that young girl, like after the Jake Paul fight or before the Jake Paul, talking about legacy, and he put this little girl down. She was like 14 years old, but she stood up to him. She wouldn't back down. She wouldn't roll over. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, I thought Mike was a bit of a jerk. No doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. Or Tommy D is back with us. And Tommy D, the rest of March doesn't look all that hot.
This month, no. I mean, we got a fight here in Madison Square Garden in a couple of weeks. That prospect, I don't know what we call him a prospect. He's got to be a challenger now. Caleb Walsh. That fights under 360 Promotions and Tom Loeffler. He's going to be out here the day before St. Patrick's Day. So that's going to be a nice little event. Supposed to be the biggest Irish card in, what, New York or American history or something like that. So okay. Keith, I mean, it in some way like that.
Keith Thurman, he was supposed to do big things in boxing. Never really reached the pinnacle, I think, that people thought he was going to reach. But the bottom line is he's taking on Brock Jarvis. Is this down in Australia?
Yeah, he's going to Australia to fight. I don't know who this guy is.
Right. Ching Ching.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's looking for to be relevant again in some way or manner.
I think he's a stone cold capitalist. I think that Keith Thurman's thinking about nothing but money. I think he realizes that his best days are behind him. He doesn't want to get hurt and make as much as he can for the smallest risk.
Yeah, I see it the same way. What's surprising is that he hasn't got hurt yet. So that's the surprising part.
Oh, you know why? Because, you know, he goes back. Now, he's another guy that goes into the woods and smokes weed by himself. He says he goes into the weed and smokes weed. He goes into the woods and smokes weed by himself. I couldn't get off on that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I smoke my share of weed, but yeah. I wouldn't want to go into the woods with, yeah, come on, man. You know,
not by the woods. Himself.
Hey, to each his own, to each his own. Yeah. March 22nd, though, Amazon Prime. Is Amazon Prime, has that worked? I mean, if you are an Amazon, you're an Amazon Prime customer, are you satisfied with their boxing thus far?
I'm not satisfied with their pay-per-views and their cards. No, I'm not. Okay. I wasn't really interested in last night's card as well. I mean,
Listen, here's what's up. When Buster Douglas fought Mike Tyson for the heavyweight championship, it was like a 50-1 underdog originally. And I went to Jack Pfister, then the godfather of boxing writers, of course, the Hall of Famer with the SF Chronicle. And I said to him, I said, Tyson's going to fight this 40-1 underdog or 50-1 underdog. He goes, I said, the guy's got no chance. He goes, you still got to call him. I said, what do you mean? He goes, because you're a journalist. You're a boxing journalist. He's fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship. You've got to interview him. So I interviewed him, and it turned out to be one of the best interviews I've ever done in my life because I was sold it around the world like 10 times. Okay, but the bottom line is, yeah, I mean, Jack told me I had to interview Buster Douglas, and, you know, I think that Lamont Roach wasn't in the Buster Douglas territory last night. He should have been given more respect than that. And at the end of the night, I don't think he got the props he should have, and of course, but from the judges. And it seemed like the crowd wasn't happy with the decision, were they?
No, the crowd, it seemed like they weren't happy as well. They were booing him. They were booing Tank Davis when Tank Davis was talking, especially when he gave the excuse of what happened, that he had got his hair done like 2 days before and that some grease got into his eyes.
Didn't Amanda Nunes pull that crap a couple years ago?
No. So it was Amanda Serrano.
Amanda
was
Serrano.
Fighting in Puerto Rico a couple years ago. And it was the same thing. She had something with her eye, and it was because
she got a perm like 2 days before the fight, something like that, right?
Yeah. But she didn't go into the fight. I mean, she pulled out the fight completely. In this case, Tank goes into the fight.
What does it mean when a girl pulls out?
She pulled out the fight.
Okay.
you had me pause there for like 2 seconds.
Tommy D, your wife doesn't listen to the show, does she?
No, unless she's here. So, like, I think a couple weeks ago she was listening.
Okay, because if she listens, I can imagine her listening in one big click. Hello? Hello?
You get me in trouble. You get me in trouble.
Okay, March 22nd. The freak of boxing, 6'5", 154 pounder, Sebastian Fedora, taking on Chordell Booker. Do you have any idea who Chordell Booker is?
I don't know much about this guy at all.
Do you know?
No,
what,
I do not.
What about? Hey, gotta give the one thing about Fedora though. Gotta give him some props. Is that they were smart enough that when they pulled the Zoo fight, they probably weren't going to win the Zoo fight, but once they fouled him or committed the cut in the second round, it was all downhill for Zoo, and Fedora's been living off that. He's living off the fact that it was an inept corner and poor officials, both the doctor and the referee, and his corner failed Tim Zoo that night.
Oh, his career, I think, is done. I think he peaked, and because of that, I mean, Tim Zoo, I think he has a fight lined up too, like next month as well.
Well, George Kambosos is coming back. Oh, my God. George, go away. Just go away. George had his shot to be something, and then George rolled over. I thought the deal he did with Haney, where he had two fights in a row with Haney to make sure he can collect both on losing the fight, the title, and then, of course, trying to regain the title and making some more money. I'm all for guys making money. I'm against the way that Kambosos did it.
Yeah, but you got to appreciate it, though. I mean, he made more money than a lot of these fighters at those weights.
So why keep fighting? Just like that guy Josh Todley last week. If Josh Todley made $500,000, he's an electrician in Scotland or Ireland or somewhere, wherever the hell he lives from, but wherever he's from. The bottom line is, why can't he take that $500,000 and go back and be an electrician and retire? He wants to continue boxing. The guy's out of his mind. He can't punch. You can't go into a gunfight with a knife.
I don't get it either. But I mean, I tell you one thing about Kambosos. He's pretty funny at trolling and on Twitter. I mean, he's been getting at Richardson Hitchens. I think he's been hilarious. So he's good, I guess, as far as promoting the fight. But once he's in the ring, I don't think he's much of.
And yet he beat Teofimo Lopez.
Yeah, he beat. I thought he beat him not convincingly,
handily.
But handily.
Yeah,
you know? Dropped him, came in, wasn't scared of him. You know, went toe to toe with him. You know, during the whole press comp, the press run leading up to the fight, he told him he was going to beat him up, and you know he talked a lot, just like he's talking now. So,
okay,
you know, I think he's good for the sport, but I just don't understand why he's made a lot of money.
ESPN, the 29th, Mikael in the main event, Mikael Amir and Sandy Ryan, are these women worthy of being a televised main event?
You know what? I criticized it the first time. I said, why are they having a main event here in New York? And this is the main event, you know. We got Xander, you know, he's at the co-main event. I think he was in that fight. I criticize it, but I'll tell you what, and I think I might have mentioned this before. That was the best fight of the night.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it now. So I'm not going to criticize it a second time.
Real quick, Brian Norman and Derek Cuevas is WBO welterweight title. I didn't know that, Brian. Anyway, is there a competitive fight there?
I think so. I don't know how good Brian Norman Jr. is. I think he's good, but I don't know how good he is. You know, I mean, the 147 division is kind of like, It's not like what it used to be.
Okay, here,
but there are some young guys coming up, though, that are pretty good.
Now, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports, but if I came back, I think I'd be willing to give up the weight and fight Ricardo Torres, Richard Torres Jr.
Oh, Richard Torres Jr.? He's got a tough fight. I'm surprised they put him in a tough fight. He's fighting the Italian.
Guido Vianello?
Villanello, yeah. That's not an easy fight, you know. Guido's going to come in to fight, and he's going to come to win.
Richard Torres, you know, can't fight. Richard, listen, you say...
I know. That's what I'm saying. This is a good test for him.
But it is, I don't think it's... I think it's a test he's destined... He appears he's going to fail, because I thought any time he got in the ring with anybody outside of maybe Bailey and me, he was gonna lose.
Yeah, and we're going to see that when he fights Guido. I think you're going to see the same thing.
Okay. April the 12th, Jaron Ennis and Emantanis Stanois. I have problems with this problem. They're going for the IBF.
Stanionis.
Yeah. I'm glad you got to put it. What happened to Jaron Ennis? See, I thought he was like on a rocket ship, and then somehow the rocket ship sort of like crashed to earth.
Yeah, he looked average when he fought his last fight against, a guy named Karen. He looked pretty average.
You know, you and I used to dog that dude, Karen. We don't anymore, do we?
No, we don't. But, I would love to see how he does in his next fight, you know. So.
I don't know, but the bottom line is you and I dogged him for a couple of fights. I mean, we dogged him for his name, no?
Yeah.
And he definitely... Speaking of Karen, I was in the dollar store yesterday. And some lady was giving the cashier all kinds of... Oh, I'm still like, I blew it. Anyway, censor that out. Anyway, so she's giving her all kinds of crap. She's pulling a Karen, this white lady, right? And she's trying to pay with her cell phone, and it doesn't work. She's got no money in the bank, and she can't even get out of the dollar store for an $8. So she's cussing this lady out. Anyway, when she finally couldn't get her stuff, she had to go. I thought that was proper for Karen. Karen just like walked on out the place embarrassed. But I wanted to say something, but you know, I refrained.
Yeah. In those situations, you got to kind of just be quiet.
No, she said, bitch, get out of here. Come on. You know, plus, she was taking up the line. I mean, come on. Yeah. When your phone doesn't work the first time, the second time, the third time, probably ain't going to work the fourth time.
Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing, too.
Okay, real quick. March 29th, William Zaveda and Tevin Farmer.
Is that a rematch?
No, yeah, I think it is. WBC interim lightweight title. Another WBC interim title. You know, every time you hear a WBC interim title, you know what you hear in the background?
No.
Ching, ching. I mean, the WBC bragged that they had 5 title fights thing on that mega card from Saudi Arabia last week. But guess what? 3 or 4 of them were interim titles. Ching, ching. They're inventing titles.
Yeah, the last fight. Yeah, this is a rematch. The last fight, I thought Farmer won. I thought Farmer Ben Maratia the fight before that one. And he dropped Zepeda in the last fight, too. And Zepeda's supposed to be this killer.
Yeah.
He dropped him in the fight, too. And, you know, they're going to have a rematch. Tevin Farmer just seems to never get the breaks, you know.
Well, it makes for a good rematch, Tommy D. And I want to thank you for not having the wife in the house today, because I didn't want to hear that loud click.
No problem.
All the best.
She went to church to pray for all of us.
Well, you have a great week, my brother. All the best to you. Tommy D, of course, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, the Sunday Shot Caller, come to us live from the Bronx. We don't know where in the Bronx, folks, an undisclosed location, but Tommy D comes to us weekly from the Bronx. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
The legend, Mike Tyson, in the ring for the first time. So after such a successful career, what type of legacy would you like to leave behind when it's all said and done?
Man, I don't know. I don't believe in the word legacy. I just think that's another word for ego. Legacy doesn't mean nothing. That's just some word everybody grabbed onto. Someone said that word and everyone grabbed on the word, so now it's used every 5 seconds. It means absolutely nothing to me. I'm just passing through. I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about a legacy after that? What a big ego. So I'm going to die. I want people to think that I'm this. I'm great. No, we're nothing. We're just dead. We're dust. We're absolutely nothing. Our legacy is nothing.
Well, thank you so much for sharing that. That is something that I have not heard before, someone say that as an answer. So thank you so much for giving me that kind of idea as well.
Can you really imagine somebody say, I want my legacy to be this way when I get dead? Why do you want somebody, do you think somebody really wants to think about you? What's the audacity? I think, I want people to think about me when I'm gone. Who the f*** cares about me when I'm gone? Well, my kids, maybe, or grandkids.
Who cares? And again, thank you so much for sharing that.
Mike Tyson being a turd, that's the best way, good way to put it. Mike Tyson being a turd. Because he was being interviewed by a 14-year-old girl. She's going to have a future in journalism, no doubt about that. Because if she stood there and she took that, you know, I mean, listen, I know grown men that have been in the business 15 or 20 years that would have folded when Tyson said it. They would have, and you know, but no, she was bold. Mike, he ain't no big thing. Bottom line is, let's go into some history. How about March 6, 1976, of course. That's when Wilfred Benitez, then 17 years old, won a 15-round split decision over Antonio Cervantes of Bogota, Colombia. Of course, that's a story for another day. But the bottom line is that was a 15-round split. Cervantes, of course, had a cocaine problem later. We went down and interviewed him. In fact, Don King took me to Colombia, to Bogota, Colombia. Of course, that's when they took us up in the mountains in this car, and the guy seemed like he was drinking as far as the driver was concerned, and Don King was drunk, and this guy's coming down the hill. He's like driving crazy. There's no lights on the road. I'm freaking out. You got to stop. So I finally grabbed you by his shirt and said, you don't stop, man. We're going to fuck. So he had to stop the car, slowed it down. Anyway, bottom line is March the 6th, in 1985, Mike Tyson knocked out Hector Mercedes, began his professional career in Albany, New York. Of course, it was a first-round knockout. Of course, 3-5, 1960, Freddie Roach was born. Of course, talked about Freddie, of course, being the trainer extraordinaire. Good fighter in the past. Not a great fighter. He was a good fighter. I want to say he was a club fighter. Yeah, he was a club fighter. Bottom line is, Freddie was a club fighter. He lost to everybody of note that he fought, of major note that he fought. Of course, 3-4, 1961, March 4th, 1961, Ray Boom Boom Mancini was born. Of course, he lightweight champion, took over out of the helm of boxing, of course, after his father. His father was a good guy. I saw his father at a couple of fights early on, of course, before he passed away. But the bottom line is he got to watch his kid win the lightweight title. Of course, he didn't lose the lightweight title. But the bottom line is, man, Ray Boom Boom Mancini, what a sort of tragic career story he had because of the fact that he fought Dooku Kim. Of course, that was in 1982. I've talked about this before, but Dooku Kim was knocked out, and he died as a result of the fight. But the day before the fight, in his hotel suite, Dooku Kim wrote on the lampshade, "Kill or be killed." In other words, he was either going to die or, he was either going to kill Mancini or he was going to die himself. That's what he laid out. And, of course, the next day he would die. But the bottom line is that's changed a lot of things. But guess who died as a result of that fight? The referee, Richard Green, he committed suicide within a year and a half, I believe. And Dooku Kim's mother, she committed suicide as well. So that fight was a bit of a tragedy, no doubt about that. But Ray Boom Boom Mancini, never been the same since that 1982 fight with Dooku Kim. Never, ever the same, of course. I televised his last fight with Greg Haugen. And I tried to tell him before the fight, he said, "Hey, Pedro, what do you think about me coming back?" We were at a press conference. I said, "Why?" I didn't say no. I said, "Why?" You know, I said, "Why?" And only why, you know, big why with a question mark, because I didn't think he needed to. I mean, Ray had established himself as an icon, of course, a former champion, a television icon. In fact, it was CBS television and I think CBS and NBC that launched his career. He was the last television idol, I think, outside of Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, Oscar did it on HBO and a couple of ESPN days, but the bottom line is he did it on network television. He really did. He was an idol, no doubt about it, Ray Boom Boom Mancini. Of course, Buster Drayton, the late Buster Drayton, born on March the 2nd, 1954, of course, he was Hagler's sparring partner for the most part. He beat up some guys he wasn't supposed to beat up in the ring, but the bottom line is his claim to fame was being Marvin Hagler's sparring partner. Now, March 2nd, 1975, Roberto Duran KOs Ray Lampkin in the 14th round in Panama City. Of course, Duran said something like, "It's a good thing I didn't have diarrhea or he would be going to the morgue instead of the hospital," something like that. You know, Duran was talking crazy. I think it was actually the interpreter, Luis Enriquez. Listen, Luis Enriquez one time, he was interpreting for Roberto Duran. So they asked Roberto, "Hey, Roberto, what do you think of the fight? What do you think of the guy?" He goes, "Oh, I love the guy." And Roberto says, "I think the guy's wife's a whore. She's a slut. And the whole thing, I'm glad I didn't kill him," or something like that. And then the interpreter comes back and goes, "Roberto thinks his wife is a lovely lady and blah, 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 blah." So the interpreter never said what Roberto was really saying. Okay, so Roberto, after the 14th round knockout of Ray Lampkin, said he's lucky he was going to the hospital, not to the morgue. But the bottom line is, Ray Lampkin was handled by a guy by the name of Mike the Motormouth Morton. I know you think I'm the Motormouth of boxing, but Mike the Motormouth Morton, he had a business card with this big set of lips on it, like the Rolling Stones lips, these big old lips on it, okay? And Mike the Motormouth Morton was a great guy. He was a manager from Portland, Oregon, and he did a lot of stuff with me on the radio. We would meet at different cards in Northern California and on the West Coast here. He was a great guy to be around, and he managed Ray Lampkin. May they both rest in peace. Of course, Roberto Duran, still rocking and rolling, 73, almost 74 years old down in Panama, trying to, you know, he slowed down a little bit. And like, I don't want to be that slow when I'm 74. That's why I told the acupuncturist the other day, he goes, "You know, Pedro, you need to slow down. You need to mellow." Say what? You got to slow to say what? You got to be kidding me, man. I don't need to slow down. You see these guys that are slowing down, right? You see what happens to them. They slow down, they slow down, they gradually slow down more and more and more. The bottom line is keep moving as fast as you can for as long as you can. This is the way I roll. The bottom line is, and earlier we mentioned Marty Corrin. Mentioned the fact that Roberto Duran's wife had flipped off Sugar Ray Leonard and that kind of stuff. She had a psychological problem. She really did. I think was diagnosed. And I don't know what the exact diagnosis was because I don't know the exact term. But she spent money. She spent more money than you can ever imagine. She spent every cent that Roberto Duran had and more. One time, she had these gay guys. And she was, she had these gay guys. You know, Roberto would let her have gay guys around her because gay guys aren't a threat to her sexually, right? And the word they used back in the day was they called them fag hags. Okay, that's what they did because they hung around with gay guys. But that was a term they used in the street. And of course, Roberto Duran's wife, Felicidad, had these two or three gay guys who were in Duran's camp around the Tommy Hearns, Roberto Duran fight in June of 1984. Anyway, there was a jeweler in the basement, not in the basement, on the first floor of Caesar's Palace, right? So she went down there and she charged $150,000 rings and bracelets for these three gay guys. So Roberto paid $450,000 for these three gay guys to have bracelets. I kid you not. That was before the Duran Hearns fight. Of course, then I think the IRS came in. Before you knew it, I think Duran walked away. He was guaranteed a couple million bucks. He walked away like with $500,000. So Roberto Duran and his wife Felicidad, she knows how to spend money, no doubt about that. Want to mention again, day 16, main event Matt in the St. Louis Hospital. We wish him the very best. Of course, as I said, one of the oldest listeners I've ever had on the show. Of course, he's not feeling all that well. We wish him the very very best. His kidneys are giving him some problems, and that's just the way it is. And I want to dog Leonzo Barber, the former WBO light heavyweight champion. Of course, he comes to us from Detroit, Michigan. I'm trying to build him up on the show because I've talked to him over the years, you know, on social media and this and that. He was the first fighter to ever defend a title, a championship fight in China. I mean, after 1949 and the takeover of Mao Zedong, the Chinese dictator, he took over and he abolished boxing. Okay? So we went back in 1993, we brought this brawl to the wall. He was in the main event, the WBO light heavyweight title. He was defending that title against Mike Sadio, I believe. So anyway, I tried to get him on the show. I said, Domino Leonzo, you need to talk about the fact that you made this boxing history the whole 9 years. Now, China's a big deal. I mean, China's like one of the big players in boxing now. We got to talk about that. So he said he's going to come on the show. And he's dogged me two or three times now. So now I don't want him on the show. I mean, I'm fickle. I get old. Like, you know, I'm easy to piss off. It just is, right? I'm not going to blow people to get them to come on the air. I'm just not going to do it. I'm done. I did enough blowing in the past. I don't need to do it anymore. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Speaking of Live Worldwide, of course, hey, got to give Dana White some props. I did it yesterday. I'll have to do it again. Of course, he's selling out arenas. Yesterday, next week, he's going to fight at the T-Mobile Arena. Of course, that's going to rock and roll. Of course, the place will be sold out. That's what he guarantees every time he goes to a town, a sellout. Of course, he did 18,000 people in Seattle, Washington last week. Of course, the 22nd. That was when Henry Cejudo lost in a 118. Take that back. What do they call the bantamweights? 135 pounds. That's the bantamweights now of the UFC. But Henry Cejudo, the former lightweight champion, lost a fight stepping up to the champion at 135. Of course, that was in Seattle, Washington. 18,000 people showed up. The week before, the Apex Center, of course, they held a sold-out crowd of about 3,000 or 4,000 there in Las Vegas. The week before that, he was in Sydney, Australia, to 18,000 people. A couple of weeks ago, he was in Inglewood, California, to 18,000 people at the Intuit Dome. Before that, it was 18,000 people in Tampa, Florida, 18,000 people in Las Vegas, the T-Mobile Arena. That was December 7th. The bottom line is he's drawing people, and boxing is not drawing per se. I mean, yes, he drew well last night, Gervonta Davis, but I have to believe that some of that house was papered. I just do. What I mean by papered is the promoters give away tickets, because I just can't see Gervonta Davis being that big of a draw, especially seeing the undercard sort of sucked, and there wasn't really anybody on the card that was local and that kind of good stuff. So Gervonta Davis, although that was the building in which he won his title, I think, the first time, so he's got history in that building, I just don't think that it was a legitimate sellout across the board. Now, Dana White, his next card coming up, June the 17th. I take that back. His next card coming up. Dana, rocking and rolling, of course. The man is a phenom. I don't like him. He doesn't like me. We don't get along. Of course, last time I saw him, we had dirty looks again, you know, back and forth with dirty looks. But he's not my favorite guy. He never will be my favorite guy. But, man, he really delivers as far as fights are concerned, as far as for these MFC, these MMA, and these UFC fans are concerned. Because guess what? They get off on their sport. They think the best fight's the best, and that's the way boxing should be. And boxing's not that way. This is a flaw in the sport of boxing that Dana White is taking advantage of, and he's been able to propel his business to a $4 billion entity. At one point in time, the UFC was bought for like the Fertitta brothers, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, owned the Station Casinos down there in Las Vegas. They're casino owners. I think they bought the UFC back in 1993, I think, for $1.5 million, something like that, less than $2 million. They sold it for $4 billion. I mean, give them some props. $4 billion. In fact, some of that credit has to go to Dana. A lot of it has to go to Dana because of the fact that they wanted to sell it before for like less than $1 billion. And Dana said, no, hold on to it. So they held on to it another couple of years, and it's worth $4 billion. They got $4 billion for that, so more power to them. Of course, Dana White coming back with UFC 313. It's going to be the T-Mobile Arena. Of course, Alex Pereira, the champion at 205 pounds. He's a monster. He's a guy that like probably walks around at 265 pounds to his. I ain't lying. 260 pounds. These guys, Pierre is one of them that loses all kinds of weight. Somehow he loses like 35 or 40 pounds. He was fighting at a lighter weight before, and he was losing the weight and get down there. So he's probably losing about 25 or 30 pounds to make the 205-pound limit. But he's taking on a guy by the name of Magomed Ankalaev. I don't know anything about him, but that's the light heavyweight main event that's going down next week at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite, and of course, the American Forces Network and Twitch.tv. I want to say hello to my main man, Frank1961. He takes care of me as far as the history is concerned. He is the house historian. Of course, main event Matt, get well soon.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane. And you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak. And there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight, Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. But he was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there.
Earthquake doing this thing back when HBO was happening. Of course, man, that was back in the days, HBO comedy, HBO boxing, the whole nine yards. When HBO went away, that sort of like took away a lot as far as the world of entertainment screens, because I don't watch HBO anymore. I don't even steal it. I don't know anybody that does watch it. Anyway, bottom line is Roy Jones, March 1st, 2003, won a 12-round decision over WB heavyweight champion, then John Ruiz, John the Coward Ruiz, Johnny Louise, Auntie Louise, call him what you want. That was in Las Vegas, Nevada. I was there. Of course, after the fight, John Ruiz was supposed to be the man, this kind of stuff, and I went to Howie Albert. Of course, Howie Albert was the co-manager along with Gil Clancy. I believe he had something to do with John Ruiz. I said to him, what happened to this guy? He goes, he just can't fight, Pedro. He just can't fight. Of course, he went on and made a bit of money. I'm talking about John Ruiz, but the bottom line is he couldn't fight a lick. Anyway, I want to say, Frank, 1961, thanks for all the history today. And of course, Matt, main event, Matt comes to us from St. Louis. He spent a couple of days on life support in the past couple of months. Of course, he's got some kidney issues, and he's been in the hospital now for a long time. We wish him to get out real soon. He says he's out of pain, and he's not feeling any If not feeling any pain, he's ready to walk and go home. So more power to him. We want to wish him the very best. Of course, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Brought to you by the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, of course, Broadcast Network. Of course, we come to you Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. I want to thank Marty Corwin. Of course, Marty Corwin came on the show. He talked about Aramon King, six decades of boxing gold. My voice would go out at the end of the show, wouldn't it? My voice is just going. I can't believe it. It's just gone. And it never. I rarely had this happen, but the voice came up to me. Guess what? We're just not going to cooperate anymore. Come on, man. Shut up. Anyway, bottom line, the voice is telling me to shut up. I got to go on for another minute. Anyway, Aramon King, six decades of boxing gold. I want to thank Marty Corn for coming on. This is a Kindle edition of it. You can buy the hard copy as well. But the bottom line is, I think this is a great book because Aramon King, that's a great story, and this guy can tell it like nobody else can. Of course, Marty Corn. Of course, we spent some time together, went around the world. I'll never forget the time we were standing in Buenos Aires, Argentina, when that guy snatched that purse from that lady, and then the referee, Jay Nady, took off after the guy. Jay Nady was 6'7". He brought this guy back by the neck and kicked his ass, brought his back by the neck, and made him give the wallet back, made him give the purse back to the lady. I kid you not. Straight up, this has been Ring Talk Live Worldwide, another edition of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Top boxing show, no doubt about that. I want to thank the impeccable one, Bailey Peck, for coming in and kicking ass like he does week in and week out on Sundays. Outside of that, I think I'm done. My voice is done. Straight up until next week, peace, love, and a ton of respect. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline.